In today's episode of the Cubs Out Loud, Gary now joins us as the token bottom. Yay! And the boys ponder the question, does it get better? We give our answers and ask for yours. Then we laugh at the closeted clergymen, bad grammar, and gay bear rappers. COL 196 starts now. Sunday, January 27th, 2013. I'm Jack.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
Everybody dance now!
I'm Eric.
Oh, that's attractive.
And I'm Ben.
Hey.
Because somebody didn't say anything.
Gary, that's your cue.
Yeah, Gary.
Oh, sorry. And I'm Gary.
Sassy gals, get the hose.
What? And now,
I'm Ben.
It's not the Rainbow Dash show.
And you're using the wrong one, sir.
What?
It should be. I changed it like what 2 episodes ago. It's I'm 20% cooler. It should be 20% cooler. Damn it.
And anyways, welcome to Comes All Out the Bear Podcast at Vineyard Turbine Lake, episode number 196. And imagine if Ben was a bottom. Boy, would he be a bossy.
Yes, he would.
I'm going to start off by telling you what the F I did this week.
Awesome.
So, Sunday night, it's fine, great. Monday, work was not in my future room Monday. Tuesday was me being tortured.
Uh-oh.
To death.
Again?
Wednesday, I finally got to see the doctor. My doctor wasn't there. So I had a substitute doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of creepy. But still, basically, took care of what I needed, which was a doctor. And officially say, yes, you have the flu.
Ew.
Thursday, final recovery. And Friday, back to work. Saturday. Killed the Stone Guard in raid. Sunday. Be really annoyed most of the day.
Aww.
That. Awesome. My week involved me being fluish.
Aww.
But I did have a bunch of Mythbusters marathons.
Ah.
So that was nice. My way of relaxing because. I was like, okay, I'm sick. Maybe I could just sit at the computer, play WoW all day. You know, I'll probably be fine. No way.
No.
I can lay on the couch, just curl up on the couch under a blanket, and watch Mythbusters all day, and maybe occasionally, you know, run a couple dailies, get back on the couch. Sure. So that was my thrilling week.
Yay.
So exciting.
Well, I have good news this week. I'm employed.
Yay!
Of course, granted, it's, you know, $8 an hour and it's working for Texas Tech, but hey, you know, I better not bite the hand that feeds me anymore. Yeah, it's called part-time, so it'll offset some of my expenses.
Yay.
Not to the extent I wish it would, but you know, hey. What's really scary is I got to looking at what I will make a month versus my bills, and actually I still come out ahead about $100.
Yeah.
So that with my financial aid money means, guess what? I should be completely debt free by the end of the summer.
Sweet. That would be nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah, well, you know, if Amazon would stop increasing my limit. That was the other weird news of the week. Okay, so I have an Amazon.com, the actual store card. Mm-hmm. And when I first got it, they issued me a credit limit of $700. That's dangerous. Then they sat there and increased my limit to $1,000. That was even more dangerous. Tuesday afternoon, I get it in the mail. Congratulations, we have increased your limit. Does anyone want to take, you know, I'm going to give everyone of y'all one chance to guess what they increased my limit to this time. Eric, I'll give Eric first dibs on this one.
$1 million.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's not realistic, but okay. Gary?
$2,500.
Okay. Damon?
$5,000.
Okay. Jeff?
$1,200.
$7,500.
Wow.
$7,500?
Yes, on Amazon.
WTF?
You can afford the big bucket of lube.
Yeah, no,
they do. And by the way, they do make it. They now make wet in a 5-gallon thing.
I'm going to use wet, though.
Yeah, now you want to talk about that not being right. I'm tempted to buy one and send it to Eric for his birthday.
Hey, nude slip and slide. Hooray.
Yeah, and so needless to say, I was very, very shocked because I was expecting, because when I saw congratulations on your credit line increase, and what's funny is that the Amazon card is done by GE. Okay, I have an old Navy card with GE that they just increased from 300 to 400.
Wasn't that special?
I cannot get a Walmart card, a Walmart regular Walmart store card, which is also done through GE, but I can get $7,500 in effing credit from Amazon. I would give that $7,500 up in a heartbeat for a $500 Walmart credit card.
It's a trap.
If anybody listens to this podcast works for GERCB, call me. Fix this. I would rather have the Walmart.
I say it's a trap.
Can't you easily just call them and say, yeah, I'd like to decrease my credit card?
Why would I do that? That actually helps your credit score. But the thing is, I'm not going to use it. Because that actually, believe it or not, until they gave me that credit line increase, I was at 73% of my utilization of my available credit. Because of that increase, I'm down to like 16%. My credit score, and I kid you not, overnight, went from a 640 to a 710.
Three.
Over fucking night. But yet I still can't get a Walmart card. What the fuck? But enough of my first world problems.
Yeah.
And by the way, I also want to know, how the hell are you going to give somebody a credit line increase when they, up until that point, only had financial aid as an income?
Like I told you, it's a trap.
Yeah, but it's nice to know if I ever want to buy the 5-gallon bottle of lube, I can do it. And get free Super Saver shipping.
Ooh.
And no, Jeff, I won't be ordering a bunch of – don't start suggesting songs under your affiliate number. Or books or anything else you want.
I've got a crap ton of links on the website to Amazon.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. Next.
I'll go next. I watched a couple movies this week and worked a lot. Saw Dread 3D, which was much, much better than I expected given all the reviews and the rest. It was actually a real honest-to-goodness Judge Dredd movie. The first, I should mind you. That Sylvester Stallone thing does not count. And then yesterday, Chester and I went out and we saw Hansel and Gretel, which is another movie with terrible reviews, but it's a surprisingly fun popcorn movie.
See, that's what I kind of expected it to be.
Yeah. I mean, it's medieval characters running around with Gatling gun crossbows, killing witches, and Jeremy Renner looking pouty and fuckable.
Yikes.
Does it look that way in all of his movies?
Yes. It's a selling feature. You would want him to sit there looking pouty and unfuckable, would you?
No.
So. Other than that, I bought some more Legos. This time they're from the DC Universe kits. I bought Mr. Freeze's Escape and the Batcave sets and got them assembled. And that was pretty much my week.
I still like your Lego Grace Brothers.
Yes, they are saved in posterity on Google's photos if anybody wants to look at them.
I love the Lego Mr. Humphreys. That's precious.
Gary?
I can go. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, go for it, Gary.
Worked a lot. Made a couple of different dish recipes. Oh, that's right. Survived the snowpocalypse of my region.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did a whole bunch of shoveling and put up with some different kind of crap. But nothing, you know, too exciting overall. I didn't come into a flush of imaginary money, so, you know.
So no Powerball for you this week.
Yeah.
Easily come and flush your imaginary money. Hey, look at this. There we go. I got billions of dollars.
Now you can hire that pool boy.
Yeah, for that non-existent pool of mine.
We can get you one of those cheap plastic. We can get you one of those cheap plastic ones you can stick out in the backyard.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it was kind of quiet. You know, watch some different videos. I'm actually getting reacquainted, so to speak, by watching Star Trek Voyager all over, the whole series.
Oh God!
And
that's got to be painful.
No, not really. It's only my favorite of all the Star Trek ones.
How dare you say that? TNG rewrote the entire Trek, and then don't get me started on Star Trek 11.
You know, I saw the trailer for that yesterday before the movie, and I've come to a realization that now that J.J. Abrams is doing Star Wars, it's going to involve people falling off of things an awful lot. Yeah. Everything J.J. Abrams does, people falling off of things.
Pause. We don't know if J.J. Abrams is actually going to be doing a
Star Wars. No, he's confirmed it.
They have confirmed
it in five
places. Star Wars released it.
They finally released it? Everything says according to the rap.
No, it's now according to Disney.
Am I the only one who thinks this is just a bad idea?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Of course, I also think anything past Star Trek 10 is a bad idea too.
Well, seeing Princess Leia falling off of the Death Star will be quite impressive. But I've come to realize every movie J.J. Abrams does and every TV show is just people falling into big holes. That Star Trek movie had nothing to do with Star Trek. It was just the characters falling off of things for 5 minutes straight.
Yikes. And I'm sure Michael Bay will be involved somehow.
Any case, moving on.
Okay. Is the timer set, since I already know you were going to do that? Yep. And this is going to be a long one. So
we start the timer.
Yeah.
Do I have time to go get a refreshing beverage?
You'll be able to do that while he's talking.
Yeah, so go for it. Go
start
the
kettle.
Ready and go.
Go.
Alrighty, so went back to work on Monday. On Tuesday, after work, I went to see the touring production of Memphis, which is a really awesome musical set in the 1950s. It's cool. I really like it. Great performance by all of them. Cool. Wednesday, I went back to rehearsal for the Cincinnati Men's Chorus.
Everybody dance now!
Awesome. Where we are proceeding to get all of the tenors arranged in a way that it can help our voices, make the sound better for the whole chorus. I'm not quite sure what it means, but for me, it means I'm now a lower first tenor sitting in the third row next to second tenors, and I have to hold my part, which is going to be a little bit difficult. Awesome. Thursday, I went to go see another show called Abigail 1702, which was written by a guy who also writes for Glee. And it is a sort of sequel to The Crucible. Abigail Williams, who was the girl who started all the Crucible stuff and the witch hunts and all that stuff, it's in 1702, which is 10 years later, and her dealing with that and her kind of figuring out what's going to happen to her. And it was good. Wasn't great. It could have been better. I like that it was, you know, taking one character from a well-known play and continuing their story. So that was kind of awesome. Friday didn't work. And on Saturday, I went to go see Camelot in concert. It was a local theater production with coinciding with the Cincinnati Chamber Orchestra. It was actually really freaking good. I love the actors' portrayals. I love the singing. I love the orchestra. Orchestra was amazing. And overall, I love the costumes. Granted, my partner did the costumes, but, you know. I meant it more. I liked the costumes, but I didn't like them just because he did them. It was a plus that he did them.
You
so.
Actually found out about that afterwards.
Yeah, that's it. No. But it was a really great show. They actually had to be done by 10 because the orchestra is a union orchestra.
Of course.
If you go over, you either have to pay them or they literally can get up. They ended at 9:57.
Good Lord. And they were all ready to get up anyways, right?
Yeah, it was kind of cool. They started the announcement, like the curtain speech, like a minute before 7:30. And the guy went for like 2 minutes and then he was gone. And they made the intermission. They said, this intermission is only going to be 10 minutes. So, you know, please get done when you need to get done. But we're still going to have an intermission. Yeah. And as the second act was going, I found it funny because my partner and I kept looking at our clocks. Because we're like, how many songs are left? I kind of would like to have seen the orchestra, like, they're in the middle of, like, Guinevere, and they hit, like, the crescendo, and then they, like, stand up. Bah, bah, bah! And we're...
Wave us to leave.
Yes. Bye.
Goodbye.
And that was my weekend review.
Good day.
Good day.
Well, hell, during that time, Gary got bumped off. He got bored. Gary disappeared from the call. Damon, what did you do to him?
Gary's only about 30 seconds into it.
Exactly. That's all it took.
Gary, do you get bored that easily? I mean, really?
Actually, I think, Damon, we just need to let everyone know now that there's an issue with you and I, and I'm just doing my best to deal with it.
Okay.
Secret lovers. What
you
are
so far off, Ben. It's not even funny.
It sounded good.
Anyways,
I'm sure it did.
Yeah, well,
we got feedback.
Yeah,
We got a feedback from John on Facebook. Said, "Found y'all from Bear Underground today. Love y'all. Some furry fun happening. Got something to do on Sunday other than lazy and flip through reruns on TV. I laughed and begged and aching for more." Hello.
Yay!
So we, John, liked us on Facebook along with Brett Alessi, Marvin Weinstock, Rusty Lockett, Mike Rogers, Steve Witzberger, Richard Korkovic, Michael West, Bill Hopwell, Peter Wright, Randy Sams, Garth Jensen, Wayne Steele, and Ben Stella.
Bill. And by the way, they all know what they did. Every one of them knows what they did. Every one of you.
And by, there's two people added us to circles over at Google Plus. Those were the
And real quick, I have a public service announcement. Ian, dude, seriously, 502, bad gateway error most of the morning. Okay. Really?
I have no problems with it. I'm logged in.
It was a level 3 communications problem down in this part of the U.S. Level three that services most of Texas right now has been acting squirrely. So if you're anywhere from about Abilene North, including Dallas, Fort Worth, Lubbock, Midland, Odessa, El Paso, and you have a backbone that runs off level three, more power to you. Bastards.
But yay.
Yay? Nobody joined it. You're saying yay?
I think we had a lot of likes on Facebook.
To hell with Facebook. Really, I don't get on that. Facebook.
Well,
Facebook is evil. It's run by the evil Zuckerberg empire.
Well, if you don't like it, fuck off.
Well, yeah, true. That's why I'm on Google Plus. I am on there with Eric, where all the cool kids hang out.
Word. And,
see?
I'm on Facebook too, but I don't use it. I mean, that's where my grandmother lives.
See, there you go. Ooh.
Thanks
see,
for
that.
That's where my parents
are. See, Google Plus, just like Rainbow Dash, is 25% cooler. So, anyways. Yes.
Beds, bitches.
Mine's a good one this week. Okay. So here it is. As y'all just found out earlier, if you've been paying attention, and if you didn't, well, oh well. I am now gainfully employed, but you know, I find it very annoying that I've already had to pay for parking because I did not qualify for a commuter sticker because I'm a distance education student. So therefore, I don't have any real need to ever be on campus, according to university parking services. So I had to pay for a faculty staff permit at the cost of $72 through the rest of the semester.
Wow.
I think it adds insult to injury when you're, you know, if you want to charge the students, that's okay. But to me, when you have to charge your employees to park, really? That's kind of fucked up. And even to a certain extent, the students, I mean, you know, maybe not as much, but it's like the same thing. That's kind of fucked up. They pay big bucks to go to school there, and you're going to make them pay for parking? But see, this was the difference in parking prices. If I had been able to get a commuter sticker, it would have been $19 for the rest of the semester. But no. I wound up with the faculty staff at $72 goddamn. There went my first couple of, you know, there went at least my first day and a half of pay to pay for parking. Ain't that cute?
Well, how long is the semester?
Till May 21st.
So January to May, 5 months.
Well, not quite five though, because we're at the end of January.
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to estimate.
About four, really, if you get down to it. But I just think that's, you know, I just think that adds insult to injury. You already work there, and then you're going to make me pay to park there as well. Really? Ugh. Oh well. Continuing on.
That's Ben's bitch of the week.
Yep, that's it, kids. I bet you were expecting something a little more exciting than that, weren't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
And no, we'll just skip over Damon the Boy. I'll Damon just the Boy, okay. No, well, Damon the Boy this week.
While I was a little flued up this week, in addition to a nice marathon of Mythbusters, I also broke out one of my Christmas presents, Indiana Jones, on Blu-ray, The Complete Adventures, and I watched the entire thing. All in one day.
Good God.
Not in a row.
Was there a young Indiana Jones series?
There was
yes.
A series, but
gotcha.
And for good reason.
Did you fall asleep during the aliens?
Yes.
Good job.
Also at about 10 o'clock at night.
Wow.
So that's my suggestion.
And let me guess, do you have an affiliate link posted so you can make some money off Amazon?
Didn't I just say I'm putting a link in the show notes? I think I.
I just wanted to make sure, so that way if I decide to buy it, I don't.
An idiot and doesn't like listening to anybody. Just
huh?
He hears product placement, he assumes he has to actually go out and blatantly say.
Yes. Well, hey, you got
to
make.
All I'm trying to do is subtly coach people to be like, you know want it, I got a link to it on the website.
Why not help Jeff make that little bit of extra cash this week so he could buy some Theraflu?
Nice.
He's been flued up. Come on, people. Help him.
Nice.
That boy ain't right.
Never am.
Okay.
By the way, have you been taking anything for your flu-like symptoms?
Okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, and by the way, the greatest thing ever from the creators of NyQuil has come ZQuil. The nighttime sleep aid.
Better than NyQuil. I mean, just look at the name.
Because all this has in it.
Small, wide, big, fucking Q.
Yeah, but there's nothing like.
What a great idea! Put a giant fucking Q in a box.
Yeah, but there's nothing quite high. Like a.
You go, the Q is talking to me. The Q is talking to me. NyQuil, we love you, you giant fucking Q.
Jesus Christ.
This is starting to sound harassing.
This is starting to sound like the beginning
of... This poor Q is being fucked, and we don't even know why. What's worse is being fucked by a little id. I mean, this is really getting dirty.
Many of you guys have listened to Dennis Leary's No Cure for Cancer, I'm guessing.
No.
That would be a great big no. Sorry.
That would be a no.
During Spider-Man, because if not, I missed it.
I may need some ZQuil for that one.
It was before Spider-Man. Yeah, it's awesome. It's an awesome album, anyways.
Oh, and by the way, really quickly, just to let you know that I have won the UK International Lottery. I have won 150 billion, not million, 150 billion pounds. So I won't be on next week.
Billion pounds.
And according to Coca-Cola, I have also won. I just need to send them $400 to collect my case of Coke. So. Sounds good.
Who chose the topic today?
I threw it in there because I went through the topic list and just found one that looked good, and strangely enough, it was one of Robert's ideas.
Hi, Robert.
Sounded appropriate, so why not? Go with it.
Why don't you go ahead and talk about it?
Okay. And the only reason I am talking about this is because, as a bunch of us know, those of us that are in our 30s and beyond... You know, you start having to take care of parents. You got to learn to deal with aging parents and grandparents, and you start dealing with more life issues. Wasn't like when we were in our 20s, is it, kids? Yes, that was a question you were supposed to answer. It wasn't rhetorical.
Oh.
No, things certainly change.
It's like, well, yes, of course.
Well, I don't know. For some people, actually, I've known a few people that say their 30s have been easier than their 20s. Of course, I think they're probably high on crack, but, you know, whatever.
No, but I think I'm one of those people.
Yeah, your 30s is better?
Oh, yeah.
And how many lines a day do you snort, sir?
None.
How many rocks? Crack rocks. Come on, you smoking something.
No.
Synthetic marijuana.
Nah.
Okay. But, you know, you got to sit there and think about it. Does it get better? You can define it however you want to. Is it your life? Is it your attitude? Is it your job? Do things get better? So I'm going to throw this out there to the panel, and does it get better?
Okay.
I'm going to say a lot of it's going to depend on the person. I think my life is a lot better now than it was 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when I was just starting my 20s and in the middle of it. But really, my 20s were an extension of my teen years. I had a very bad attitude about things, and it changed... When I changed that attitude, my life started changing to go along with it. Oh. And obviously that's not going to be true for everybody, but in my case, my biggest problems were always things that came out of my own personality. My struggle with depression, my feeling mopey because I didn't have a partner, my need to be accepted. And when I finally put all of that aside and said, you know, the only person that can make me happy is me, all those things started to settle themselves out.
Yeah.
That sounds fair.
So, and I'm by no means saying that's the path for everybody, but it was for me.
Damon?
Well, I'm kind of on the same wavelength as Eric there. Not that... I've actually... Every year, well, with the exception of 2007, pretty much every year for me has gotten a little bit better in some way, shape, or form. I mean, I look now, like, when I, for example, when I was in high school, I was, like, lonely and quiet, and I focused on my education and being smart to kind of step away from the fact that I was really not doing anything I wanted to do. I was, you know, I was lonely and withdrawn and all that shit. And since I moved up here to Cincinnati and I, you know, started a job, I came out kind of here and I mean every year, I mean, I've had a partner for, it'll be 10 years in June. I've been making friends, so many friends, that actually on Wednesday, I forgot to mention, we went out to a bar after the rehearsal, and I knew like 10 people there that just happened to be there, just random occurrence. And it's just kind of awesome to me that I can even go out and be like, oh, hey, how are you? And have to stop and talk to people and say hello. And whereas if I went home or went down to Louisville, I couldn't really say that. I couldn't go to a bar down there or an event down there and just happen to run in. I may happen to run into someone I know, but the odds are much smaller. Mm-hmm. But I think for me, it was a matter of me taking responsibility for my own actions and making a point to get out there, to get online. The internet was my life, my savior. I will say that much. Being online and being able to talk to people and just making new friends and everything like that, that helped me become the outgoing, sometimes annoyingly friendly person that I am. So, does it get better? It got better for me. Will it get better for everyone? Maybe. Sometimes depends on what you yourself are capable of doing and what you yourself are capable of letting go. So there you go. Yeah.
Gary?
For me, it has definitely gotten better. But I've taken a very interesting personal journey throughout the course of my life. So I can say affirmatively now, reaching the end of my 30s, that I'm at a point in my life I never imagined. It is not the best life that other people might wish for or desire, but it is better than where I have been. So for me, the answer is yes. But I think routinely, all of us kind of question naturally, I think just as who we are as humans, whether or not we're in a good place or not. And I think it's all about perspective and how we think about the situation. So there were definitely times in my life when I thought that it didn't get better because I was in a bad place mentally, which kind of drove everything else. So not only was I in a bad place mentally, but in a bad place physically and all that kind of stuff. So I can understand when someone says, no, it doesn't get better, because they're focusing on where they are now in relation to where they have been, as opposed to where they are now to where they could be. Mm. Not to get all on the head and philosophical about it. But so that's the way I look at it. If people are having a hard time, I do my best to try to affirm them that the place they are now is not the place they will be.
Hmm.
Because change is a constant, and you will always end up moving into something else. So,
kind of, yeah.
And then I'm gonna tell.
That really made sense. Sorry, that really made fucking sense. So.
But of course, I will wind up being the buzzkill on that one and say, does it get better? More often than not, for a lot of people, including myself, including a former co-host on this show, it doesn't seem like it does.
Hmm.
You know, I when I go back and I review my life, and Gary, you're not, I know Gary, you're not really familiar. I know Damon and Jeff have gotten a lot of my backstory, and I think Eric's gotten a lot of it too. But you're looking at somebody who was abused by his father as a child sexually, who had constant issues because of that growing up, somebody who spent 7 years in prison for something they didn't even do. And then, you know, to come out and have this great big scarlet letter placed on you, to not be in the, you know, to have a former husband that was abusive, to have a somebody come along in your life that was supposed to be special to you that turned out to be a total douchebag and then some, to have chronic problems with family issues because of death, illnesses, et cetera, et cetera. You know, I'm one of those people that, does it get better? Boy, after 36 years, it sure as hell hasn't. And I'm one of these people that I believe that there are those people in this world that are just, they're not destined to ever really achieve a certain level of happiness. I mean, I look at one particular member of my own family who's in her mid-50s, and it's been one disaster after another. The bad outweighs the good probably 100 to 1. And I'm kind of the same way. You know, I mean, are there elements of my life that are better now than they were 10, 15 years ago? Yes, but there's also elements of my life that are worse now than they were 10, 15 years ago. So it seems like the good offsets the bad, and I'm right back at nil. Hmm. You know, I mean, I think the way a lot of people like that are in my situation, a lot of them, you know, we use various forms of humor and other things to kind of just, you know, get off track on that stuff a little bit, because you ask these guys, they've known me long enough that I'll use humor a lot of times to cover up what's really going on in my mind, because quite frankly, you know, I'm one of these people, I don't see the glass as half empty, I don't see it as half full, I want to know who the fuck took my water.
Nice.
Ain't that, well, it's true, I want to know who the fuck took my water. You know, I don't see the good in a lot of situations. You know, do I believe life is what you make of it? Yes, but I believe there comes a point too where no matter what you have done to try to make it better, and no matter what you do and it still doesn't improve things, just don't look up. And for some people, guess what, it just does not look up, no matter what they do, no matter what types of attitude adjustments they try to have, no matter what types of physical and emotional changes they have. For some people, it does not get better. And does that mean necessarily it's a psychological issue? No. Some people just have the bad luck of the draw of getting, you know, effectively fucked most of their life, whether intentionally or not, you know.
I will say this. A person's perspective comes from their intention. So if they think that they are not in a good place, then they're not. Hmm. And I'm just saying that, having been a person who struggled very deeply at some points in my past, and then not as much today, still struggle, but not as much. Mm-hmm. I see a different piece of that for me personally. I'm not going to disagree that there are people who have had extreme situations in their life that challenged them, and that those were very impactful in who they are today. But how they choose to see those things and relate it to where they are today, I think is important. And the reason I say that is I've known people who have been through some pretty hellish incidents, not identical but similar, and one individual will say that and show through who they are as a person that they're at a tremendous place in their life, and other people will not be at that same place. But there's a lot of extenuating circumstances, but
yeah,
I think it's all a matter of perspective and that. And I think I make the point of trying to show people that, having struggled with who I am as a person at different points in my life, I want people to know that if you think you're not in a good place, that you can be in a good place. But that's probably what hope is all about for folks, is that they hold on to that, and that they make that the goal. They focus on that.
But do you also believe sometimes people are in situations where they are in that bad place that, for reasons that sometimes are absolutely beyond their control, they can't get out of that bad spot? Because, I mean, I would like I look at my family member's example. This person is 55, has lived the majority of their life. Their family has grown up, moved on. They're now dealing with, you know, the care of an elderly family member. They can't pick up and move. Their physical health is starting to wane. They're still working a hard labor, 40-hour-a-week job. They cannot fix their situation because there's nothing to fix. It seems like, do you believe, though, that sometimes people just, with the situation they're in, that is just their quote lot in life?
I take a slightly different perspective. I believe that you can have a lot in life. I choose to participate and control the lot in my life, not let it control me.
Yeah.
So that's me, though, personally. Yeah. And I can understand where some people feel that they can't necessarily do that. I have learned regretfully through some – well, I don't regret them. I learned through some unfortunate situations that the mind is the most powerful thing in all of the universe. So that's kind of the way I look at that. But everybody has their own thing.
Yeah. Okay. I kind of to not really piggyback, but just sometimes it's hard to really say. I'm having a difficulty saying it. Sometimes the your biggest enemy is yourself.
Is yourself, yeah.
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 You know, I'll just go ahead and mention for the Pat, like, I've been great. This, like, 2012 was awesome for me, you know, because in 2011, I finally kind of got a kick in the pants, and it was actually by my boss. My boss's boss, mind you. She came to me with an opportunity, and she said, I had been working in a clerical job for since I started at Macy's in 2003. And it was I was complacent. It was a job I could do and could get done. And I was, you know, getting paid and that was it, you know, going to work, coming home. It gave me my free time. And that's what I would tell people, you know, I do this job because it gave me my free time to do what I wanted to do. So for 8 years, that's the job I did. This boss came up to me and she said, "We're coming up with this opportunity in this department, and I think you can do it." And I hesitated. And the reason I hesitated was because I was scared of changing my routine. I was scared of the fact that if I took this job and hated it, I didn't think I could go back. And then on top of that, I was scared that if I took this job, hated it, I would be once again stuck in a dead-end job that wouldn't go anywhere and I wouldn't be able to do anything else. The job I was in was pretty much dead end. The only way I was going to move up was if my boss quit or was fired or died. So my boss's boss came up to me, Ann, and she said, "You have so much potential that you are not using. I know that you can do more than you're doing, but you don't do it." And she kind of pretty much punched me in the face saying, "You can do so much better. Why aren't you?" And she made me face that decision. And I did. And I kind of went, "Oh yeah, well, it makes sense." Since then, I have gone from the job that was created to now I'm a coordinator and I'm doing a really great job with it. So much so that I keep getting good reviews and I'm doing a really good job with it. But it's also something I, believe it or not, kind of enjoy doing for the most part. I'm helping people, you know, in some way, shape, or form. I deal with a lot of assholes too, but for the most part, I'm helping people, and that kind of makes me feel better about it.
Yeah.
So, but it wasn't until this boss told me, "You could do so much better than what you're doing."
Yeah.
And I see that I look back on my coworkers. There's a girl that started at the same time I did that is still doing the same job. And it kind of, you know, could she be doing better? I don't know, you know.
But see, you're one of, I would say that in some circumstances you could be considered the lucky one because somebody gave you that proverbial kick in the ass. And there True. Are people in this world that do not have it. Or that do not have somebody to give them that kick in the ass for whatever reason. And then there are those that, and I don't even have to mention names, there are those of us that have kicked people in the ass to try to get them to change their life, their ways of thinking, whatever, and they get pissy and they run off. you know, and it's funny because people react differently to that. You know, some people have that person that'll give them the kick in the ass, then others have that person that gives them the kick in the ass and they take it badly. I mean, where do you find the medium and all that?
I think it's twofold. Sometimes you got to find the people, and then you got to realize how you approach that person, because there are people that, because I mean, honestly, I say that the boss's boss was the person, but my boss, for every evaluation that I did, every, you know, yearly review, she was kind of telling me to do it, to, you know, start, you know, move to a position. You don't have to stay here. I'd hate for you to go, but I'd be more happy if you did, because I know you'd be doing better. She would say that to me. I never really listened, and the reason I think I didn't listen was because of the way that she was saying it.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes there are some people that get that the approach wrong. And then there are some people who, no matter how you approach them, they're going to just either not listen or going to take offense to it and find some way to break it down where it ends up becoming, you know, void.
Yeah.
Huh.
So there you go.
So does it get better? I think overall it does, but it doesn't, you can't wait for the world to make it better for you. I think, and I don't know, I mean, just, you can't wait for the world to make it better for you. Sometimes you have to either take an opportunity when you find it. And if you can't find it, just find the joy in, or find some kind of joy. So, yeah.
And there you go. And Jeff, what does that lead us to?
So, this week's poll of the week is... Well, standing questions. Yes, no. Sometimes. Depends on you. And others.
I think that's becoming everybody's favorite category is other. Oh, I think we get more answers out of...
We got two responses for other already.
Are you kidding me? Okay, I like to point out, it is now 5:58 p.m. Central Daylight Time, okay, at the time that I'm talking. And the poll has been up for about 13 minutes tops. And you've had how many responses?
Five.
People, really?
Mm-hmm. Hey.
Really? Really?
It was posted to Bear Underground, Google+, Facebook, and like four different places in Facebook.
Wow.
So there we go.
Okay, so what are our responses, right? You said we had two others?
We have let me run through the responses. So yes, we had one. We had zero for no and sometimes. We had two for depends on you and two others. One of them said, no, you just get stronger.
Okay.
Hmm.
And can you guess what the other one was?
Orko.
Oh, you have got...
I'm afraid, but you know.
You have got... fucking... You know, I feel like that scene in Priscilla where Bernadette's, oh, you've got to be fucking joking. You know, I mean, it's just like, you have got to be fucking kidding me. Somebody put that again.
Ask or...
Ask Orko.
Ask Orko.
Yeah, but you know, but you know what his answer is going to be, right? Not gay.
Oh.
Dear Lord.
Well, there we go. We opened that can of worms with Orko.
Yes, we did.
So we're going to have to pay the price for that one.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Uh-uh.
I think it may not always get better, but we get better.
Oh. But actually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess it could get better. I mean, look at the cats. They just got to eat Alf with an apple on his mouth. So.
Well, here's my response.
Okay.
No, it gets different.
Oh.
Huh, that's an interesting way to... That's an interesting perspective.
Yeah. It's a good point. There's nothing that says all of us won't end up, you know, we could all get hit by a car tomorrow and lose our legs or something. You never know.
For example.
If it happens to me tomorrow, Eric, I'm coming after you.
Yeah, but you'll be slow and it's a long distance, so I'm okay.
Now, see, that was cruel.
But, example, Jeffrey.
Where would I be if Carl had not died?
Oh. Yeah.
And am I in a better place and I'm in a worse place?
Or you're just in a different...
I really can't say. I'm just in a different place.
You know, and you know what? I like Jeff's opinion on that because that's kind of how I feel. I don't feel that I'm in a better or worse place. I'm just... It's like I'm parallel.
Hmm.
You know, it feels like I'm just in a parallel spot.
So what you both are saying is that your perspective is not, it is not better, it is not worse, it is net zero or neutral.
Bingo.
Okay.
Or who's to say the right? I mean, because the place that I could have been if Carl not died could be worse than what it is now.
Hmm.
Or I could be in a much better place if he had not died.
Well, you do get to make that call, though. It's your life. You're the one that lived it in this life, so you do get to make the call on that. No one else does.
I don't know.
Hmm. Oh.
Okay, so Eric. For you it's different. For me it's better. Eric and Damon, I think I'm speaking on your behalf. It kind of sounds like better. And
yeah.
Ben's neutral.
Huh. Okay.
Last week was a lot.
Last week's poll was a lot of fun.
So the best breakfast after a one-night stand. Let me flip on over to the actual official results here. Because I don't think I got everything updated yet. Oh, no, I do. So, of course, we had coffee, bacon and eggs, cereal, Listerine, cum, a Silkwood shower, and other. So, total responses of 40.
And wow.
Some miscellaneous text responses on Facebook. We had 11 people say cum.
Ow, pigs.
Damn proud of it, too. 8 people said bacon and eggs.
Yummy.
5 said coffee. 5 said Listerine. 4 said Silkwood shower. And 2 said cereal. Then we had a plethora of responses of others, which I believe I all have them. I'll have them all in this document here.
Oh boy!
So we had someone say huge Western omelet. Another said bags and bacon.
You might as well say who said it because some of these people.
I don't know who put this.
Holy shit!
From the poll, this. I mean, I'm not looking at the Facebook ones yet. I haven't gotten there yet. I'm just.
I predict that next answer, though, is Regev Nystrom, everybody.
So the third one was bacon, and more bacon, and then some bacon. I can see that as Regev.
Yeah, no shit.
A hot pocket to go.
Sorry.
Come with my bacon and eggs. Sausage, too bad he didn't measure up.
But I think
the other responses.
The best answer though was Miss Tammy's.
Okay, so I've gotten that. So this is on the Bruiser Aftermath group on Facebook. We got some comments on this poll from Chris Nelson. We had bacon and egg sandwiches.
Hi, Chris.
And Miss Tammy said biscuits, milk gravy, scrambled eggs. Bacon, coffee, and OJ. What? Southern girls eat real food.
And she's as southern as it gets. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah, but she's got all those slaves to make all that for her in the morning.
Exactly.
Most of us have to get up and make it ourselves.
Oh, hold on. In that case, since Eric opened the door, Damon, have you been making your man breakfast since you are Damon the boy?
Oh, he's only the boy.
No comment.
Maybe it's time
he's a
Damon
boy, not a slave. That means daddy has to make the breakfast.
Oh,
not allowed to touch the oven.
Anyways. What the hell is Damon? Corky or something here?
David Gertiger said, what, no home fries? Joey Swigert said, penis and then a pork roll, egg and cheese sandwich.
Oh.
Chris Nelson just said, bacon and egg sandwich for the road again.
Thank you, Chris.
Nice.
John Cleesby said, penis and pork roll sounds like the same things. If it was a good night, I'd suggest going out to eat lunch somewhere. Have never had it in the ONS, O-N-S.
One night stand
where you got out of bed in time for breakfast. Okay. Jay Clark then said, just coffee is good. Served in bed and naked, cuddling and talking is better.
Oh.
Talking to a one night stand? That's scary.
Talking to a one night stand? Yeah. Granted,
we're not talking dates here, guys. We're talking guys you don't want to see once you sober up.
Most of those guys, I don't.
Why they're called a one night stand?
Of course, in my case, it's like, I'm sorry. As soon as I busted my nut, you need to go.
Wow. Well,
it's not like a trick.
There's a one night stand versus a trick.
Well, a one night stand is the same as a trick.
Not all one night stands are tricks.
Trick leaves before the night. So.
I agree with Damon.
Yeah. Not all one night stands are tricks. No, no, wait, scratch that. Not all tricks are one night stands.
I think it's both ways.
Yeah. One night stand does not equal trick. To mathematicalize it.
But you know where tricks come from.
Oh, yes. They come from Craigslist. And yes, and once again, it is time for Love on Craigslist. Bringing the best of love and lust to you. And if that damn music doesn't stop pretty quick, I'm liable to hurt everywhere.
Well, what do you mean stopping? It just continues on while we're talking through this.
Yes, but most of the time we don't have to hear it. You put it in later.
I have no idea what you're talking to. I'm doing this live.
Okay. Is it live or is it Memorex?
Oh.
Ooh, that's an old reference.
Yeah, no shit. The fact that y'all even got it.
Well, some
of yeah, we know what you do. The 30s are on now.
This, yeah. Ass. This week's is very creepy, and I actually have got to think twice in one. He gets mentioned twice in one episode. Reg Ev, once again, he sent this one to me, and this is out of fabulous Orange County. I'm guessing this is going to be Orange County, California. Of course, it could be Orange County, Florida, too, but you never can tell. The title almost says it all. Wanna feel Slurpee on your pee-pee, then let me sucks it for you. 28, Central Orange County, hosting. And he's got a picture of a groundhog that says, I am a rodent, not a meteorologist. Okay, and if you don't know what this abbreviation is, AZN Oral Expert. So what would that be? What is AZN? Do you know, Damon?
Is it short for Asian?
And Damon's our winner.
See, I would have gone with Australian.
There you go. No, that would have been OZ.
Or AUZ.
AUZ. So apparently.
I thought their time zone was AZN.
So apparently, he is an Asian oral expert who is attractive, according to this picture. I don't know. 5'7" tall with 29 waist size. And of course, you can tell he's Asian. Listen to how the language is coming out.
Oh, so,
well, I mean, the title said it all. Straight acting, plus looking, and D&D free. So I guess no Dungeons and Dragons for him.
Oh.
Can be _BTM for the right person. So he likes to use a lot of abbreviations in these ads. Real quickly, my second bitch of the week, real fast. You're making a Craigslist ad. This is not a hookup on a text message or on AOL. Don't use abbreviations, please. You confuse people. He's looking to give massage with an uppercase M, with uppercase on this, both these words, happy ending for well hung by or straight plus studs to completion. No recip necessary. You, okay, I don't get this one. You, uppercase S / lowercase B in good shape.
Should be.
Should
be. You should be.
God damn.
I've got teenage nieces. You know,
maybe I need to have like a teenage girl here to interpret for me, because this one's painful. Who's also D&D free, so sorry all you D&D nerds out there. Good-looking masculine from the age of 18 to 30-ish. What the fuck does that mean?
Anybody can't be 40.
Yeah, unless you're telling him you're 30.
It means your profile still needs to say 29.
Yeah, probably exactly. Thank you. Works for me on Adam for Adam. Anybody apostrophe S interested, please drop me line. Thanks. Laters. No pics, P-I-X, equals no reply / face pic preferred. I want to know how he's getting the wanna feel slurpee on your pee-pee.
I really don't know where that comes in.
I don't either. It's very, very. Then let me sucks it for you. I don't know. So there's your Regev Asian Craigslist.
Maybe
animal.
You're hooking up in a 7-Eleven.
Ha! Oh, thank you. Come again. Okay, next. Before I have the entire like Middle Eastern contingent like declaring like war on me.
Womp womp. Oh. God.
Oh, good Lord.
I don't really have any great ones. The one I had, which was really awesome, wasn't able to save, and the link doesn't work anymore. So,
don't you hate that when that happens?
Yeah. So, this is one I literally found like before we started the show. So, this is panties and bra looking for now, male for male, 47 heels. I'm looking to take a load now, as to be soon. We can meet. I have van or your place. As to be ASAP, GF sleeping. I'll take your load in my mouth or face, whatever, spelled WUTEVER, you want. Do not call or email. Text only. First come, C-U-M-M, first.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Sev, S-E-V-E. And then he gives his number. So.
That's cruel. Okay.
Yeah. First of all, don't know. Once again, don't know where the panties and bra come in. I guess he's wearing them. Two, I guess it has to be as soon as possible because his girlfriend is asleep. No. And then I guess you're going to take this load and then go back and lay in bed with your girlfriend. Nah.
Okay. I have a suggestion for a future show topic here on COL, and that is we need to have the Craigslist ad writing workshop. We're going to tease. You know what? As a matter of fact, that's going to be next week's topic. How about that? We're going to do the Craigslist, how to write a proper Craigslist ad workshop.
Are we going to post Craigslist ads?
Yes, we're all going to post a Craigslist ad and see what kind of responses we get.
Oh, God.
We're gonna teach people how the fuck to write proper Craigslist ads, because these are awful. I'm serious. You're between mine and yours, just me and yours, Damon, shows that people just they don't know how to write. They write reels, rails. Oh, my Lord. So be sure to tune in next week for that one.
Nice. Okay, so who's next?
I'm going next. Okay, mine at least has got some decent spelling.
Decent. Notice he says decent. So that means there's obviously issues there.
There are periods. I mean, what can I say? And a question mark.
Is there a comma?
I went to Alaska for mine this time, and yes, there's a couple commas.
Any quotation marks?
In Juno, well, you've got Jesus wants you to sex me, man for woman, 37.
Oh, okay, I already like the title.
That's right. The Lord came to me in a vision and told me that he wanted me to find beautiful women on Craigslist and know them. How blessed am I? Lo, behold the tent I will pitch, and we will worship there in his name. Get it?
Oh.
That's it.
Oh my God. Literally.
Jeez Louise. At least there wasn't any quotation marks.
I would have been better with quotation marks. At least I would have known you weren't. Well, no.
Yeah, no shit.
Oh.
He's winning the grammar award so far.
Good for him. He can type and spell. Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow.
So far, Eric, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody okay. else got one?
I do. It has a slight tie-in of theme with Eric's, surprisingly.
as in proper English or religion?
Both.
or both.
I think. It's titled Married by Christians or Clergy on the Down Low.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
I'm
It says, if you fit the description above and are looking for someone in a similar situation, please reply. Give some details about yourself and what you're looking to do. Any legal age is okay. I will reply with the same. If you don't fit the description above, don't reply.
Wow.
And that was M for M in my hometown.
Wow, that makes it even better.
Well, let's congratulate this priest on giving up on the Altar Boys finally. He was very clear. You've got to be 18 now.
I guess because they're posting it on Craigslist, they don't want it to be, you know, inappropriate or anything.
No, never.
Heaven forbid.
Inappropriate?
Oh.
Wow. So, with that.
Who? I guess we need to figure out who won this
Jeff.
Week.
Jeff.
Well, Jeff. Jeff.
But I'm thinking
Jeff's busy working on the doc.
Working on, obviously, Jeffrey.
What?
Jeffrey. Jeff, we're talking what? To you, buddy.
Can't you hear me?
Give him a minute. Oh. Give him a moment.
Well, maybe he's paying attention to the can pictures I've been now? Posting in the chat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, in the meanwhile, why don't we go on to the links then, and then he can come back and tell us who won because. So this week I had a good one because obviously Jeff's got things down there. He's stopping record.
Okay. So.
Whoa! Hello.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
You're better than Verizon.
All right, back to it. So I thought Eric won that one.
Yeah, I gotta give it to Eric on that one too.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Eric.
Although I will say, I will also give Gary points because those. It's funny that you mention that because there's a conference coming here in.
Oh no!
July.
Oh no!
July, and I have already been hit up by someone coming to the conference, and it is the Gospel Music Something Workshop.
That boy ain't right.
Man, did that noise.
Excuse me, I'm not going up there.
They want to workshop something. That's
referencing
right.
You, but whoever that's hit him up and say, like, "That boy ain't right."
They just want to hear Damon sing "Hallelujah."
There you go.
Yeah, you might as well go ahead and prep you a copy of LFO's "Summertime Boys" or whatever the hell the name of that song was. Go ahead and prep that one now. You'll be hearing that on all the radio stations.
It's just what's funny. It's he's not coming here till July, and I was like, okay, that's great. You know,
call me in 6 months.
Yeah,
just trying to get his dance card filled out.
Why don't you go ahead and send him a link to the video for Carly Rae Jepsen? Call me maybe.
And
yeah, because you know if he's hot, you're gonna let him call you.
No,
liar. He has to check with Daddy first.
Exactly.
Good point there.
No, even so, no.
If it's a religious conference, wouldn't he be father?
No, he could be brother.
No. It sounded like it was a musical, spiritual thing. So,
it's yeah.
He'd just be the
Gospel Music Something of America.
Huh, all right.
Which probably means he's a screamer.
Oh God.
Gospel Workshop of America.
Okay, moving on into our links. Before this goes into a deeper hole.
You know, I didn't have a real exciting one this week, but I still think it's kind of funny either way. For those of you, and I know every single one of y'all watch SpongeBob, so don't try to deny you don't. Yeah. But there was a hilarious episode where they do like this talent show thing at the Krusty Krab, and Squidward starts doing this weird interpretive dance shit. Well, somebody took that entire scene and redid it to dubstep. I mean, there's just something about seeing Squidward dancing to dubstep. And you know what's sad is?
Well, you obviously enjoyed it or you wouldn't have gone back.
It was either that or nothing.
Anyways.
Now.
So we have an audio engine overloading all the time here. So our recording keeps getting cut off. But sorry about that, folks. I'll probably do some sort of editing. Probably next to none. But still. Moving on into more of our links here before it explodes again. I've got the video for this.
Say that geeks become a machine. So now you're out of silence. You can be an avid road. So you can bite me. To all the ass-trad jocks who beat me up in school. Now I'm the one that's cool. I'm the one that's cool. To all the frost green bitches.
I'm the one that's cool. That's cool, awesome. Which is the new guild song with Felicia Day and all the cast members of the guild in it. It's great. One of my favorite lines is to my eighth grade crush who pushed me in the pool.
Aww.
No, I'm the one that's cool. I'm the one that's cool. So. Big dumb jocks who beat me up at school. Now I'm the one that's cool. I'm the one that's cool. Alright, so it's an awesome song, so we're gonna embed that into the show. Include an Amazon link there for you too.
There you go. But anyway.
Is that a hint?
No.
Okay.
Gary.
Oh man.
I'm seriously. Just move on.
Okay, so I'm just gonna say two things. One, I had a legitimate, honest, non-controversial submission that I decided to take out.
Thank you.
Because I honestly, personally, found President Obama's inauguration speech very moving. That being said, late last night, I came across a video online that absolutely had me speechless until it was done. this is a gay, bear, white rapper from Chicago by the name of Big Dipper. And apparently he's been on the scene for a couple of years.
And I believe, haven't we talked about some of his stuff on here before?
I don't think so.
I posted a link at some time in Bruiser, but that was like a while back.
Huh.
But, go ahead, Gary.
This particular song is called Drip Drop. and I've been reading comments that people have been saying. Some people are hating on him pretty serious, which is a surprise. Because I'm like, oh, so much for being, inclusive and tolerant. A lot of people have said if you could have a gay, male, fat Nicki Minaj, he is it.
He is it. Yeah, I've read that. Yes. I saw that. That's, and I hate to say it, that's really not too far from the truth.
But you know what? I have to say, I thought it was incredibly catchy. It was a visual, what the fuck?
Yeah. Thank you. Exactly.
But the thing that did surprise me though is that actually I did read a bunch of comments where people were a little surprisingly not so nice, and they thought that he was ripping off another artist who actually is one of my best friends. If I know my friend well enough, they would say they were flattered by it. Well, not
you mean Kendall?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Kendall would say, yeah, it's a total ripoff. I think he would say, good for you that you're being yourself and you're doing your own thing. I haven't heard back from Kendall. I sent him a message last night. I was like, dude, I saw this. I thought of you instantly. He hasn't gotten back to me. So, awesome. But yeah.
Oh my God.
But so be prepared.
Yeah. It's really freaking funny. and very obviously bare homoerotic. Like the fuck scene's kind of nice. I'm just saying. Sorry.
Yeah.
Mind is kind of wandering.
We'll talk after the podcast, Damon.
Awesome. Yeah. Okay.
Eric?
Yeah, mine is simple. I included a link for the guys to the trailer for Hansel and Gretel. It was popcorn film fluff, but it was good popcorn film fluff, and I enjoyed it. And if you've got time, go spend a couple hours in the movie theater. The 3D is actually quite good and not a waste of time like it is on so many movies.
Hmm. Hmm. Awesome, awesome. Alrighty, so mine... I forget who posted it on Facebook, but someone actually posted it on Facebook. Facebook. And it's from Two Broke Girls, the TV show on CBS. And it's called, you know, Two Broke Girls Bears. And they're in a sauna and, two bears come in. And it's kind of funny. The guys are kind of cute and kind of campy, but you know, I liked it because this is a primetime TV show and you know, once again we're getting portrayed on TV, which is kind of awesome. And I don't know if anyone watches Two Broke Girls. I've watched a couple of episodes.
I do.
They're really pushing that envelope. Like, the one episode I saw, there was enough double entendre for people to be doing, like, backflips and stuff. Because...
Oh, yeah, it's a pretty dirty show.
Yeah. And considering it's, like, you know, to me, primetime TV is kind of awesome. So, is it the best show? No, but it's funny. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's popcorn TV.
Yeah, there you go.
They have a whole 30-minute episode devoted to a pearl necklace metaphor.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I will say this. I don't watch the show. I watched the clip probably either the past week or the week before. I appreciated that the concept of bears was put out there. Mm-hmm. And that it was accepted by the characters and all that kind of stuff. I did, however, understand why so many people took beef with the fact that the way they behaved. And I would disagree about them being a little campy. I think they were completely over the top.
Yeah.
Do those exist? Absolutely. Damon and I probably equally know people that we've met at Bear Runs that are twins, if not long lost separated cousins to those guys. But at the same time, I know a way different kind of group of guys. So, yeah.
And I mean, they're not, and that's kind of the only, I thought about making this the topic was, you know, look at this, you know, really current because it published on January 14th. You know, this is a current depiction of bears on television. And you know, is this appropriate? Is this like, should this be how the mainstream America sees bears? And then kind of scrim off for that. And I had thought about making that a topic, but you know, I understood the portrayal, but yeah, they were really, yeah, over the top is actually being kind of generous because they were out there and I know people that kind of act like this and you could see them across the room, but that's not what we all are. So, but yeah. So there's mine.
And that's the show.
Yay!
Playboys, contact us. Pop over to the website, comesoutloud.com. Leave a comment on the blog. Vote in the poll. This week, of course, is. Does it get better? Yes, no, sometimes. Depends on you. Other. Ask Gorko. Shoot us an email at comesoutloud@gmail.com. Leave us voicemail 361-265-8255. That's 361-COL-TALK, where you can, you know, make one of those little voice memo files and email it to us. That works too. Also, Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Facebook, facebook.com/cubsoutloud, Google Plus, gplus.to/cubsoutloud, pop over to Bear Underground, join the Cubs Out Loud group, and you can find me anywhere as Box Puppy, Box Tech, Box Cub, something like that.
Theater Cub 79 as on Bear 401 are Bear Underground.
I am GamerBear75 on Bear Underground and GamerBear on Bigger City, and can be found under my name on Google Plus.
And I'm known most places as GareBear73.
And Ben is Tech CatCub 806 on Bear Underground, TechDude 806 on Google Plus. And with that, that's it. Where's my button?
Awesome.
Okay. Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.